The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Can't beat Raven.
The Can't Beat Raven cash jackpot is $900 thanks to DoorDash. When was the last time everyone agreed on what's for dinner? Thankfully, there's something for everyone on the DoorDash app. Download the DoorDash app now to find everyone's favorite. Get more from your neighborhood. Gwen, can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, please leave the room.
Sure, good luck, Gwen.
All right, Gwen. Here's how it's going to work. Raven's walking out of here. When that big studio door closes, you can't hear us. We're in a soundproof studio. I'm going to ask you five pop culture questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. I'll bring them back in, ask them the same five questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. Ties go to Raven. But if you beat him, this $900 jackpot's all yours. You ready to play?
You betcha.
Okay, number one. Gordon Sumner sold his entire songwriting catalog to Universal Music. Gordon Sumner is better known by what stage name?
Sting.
Number two, two-thirds of Americans will eat chocolate on Valentine's Day. What chocolate company is named after the legend of a woman that rode a horse naked, only covered by her hair in the 13th century?
Godiva, for Lady Godiva.
Number three, what tennis icon flipped the coin at the start of the Super Bowl?
Oh, no, I didn't watch the beginning. I'm going to say Serena Williams.
Number four, randomly, The Rock came onto the field to hype the crowd while introducing the teams. He wore a monochrome outfit. What color was it?
Blue.
And number five, Hallmark has 531 different Valentine's Day cards this year. But this writer that's been called the greatest love poem author of all time wrote 154 sonnets, including the one that starts with, "Shall I compare thee to a summer's day?" Who is that?
Shakespeare.
All right. Let's see how Raven does. Let me bring him back in.
Yo.
Gwen got 3 out of 5.
Pretty good, Gwen. Let's see how I do.
I feel like you guys are going to get the opposite ones right.
Okay.
Let's see.
900 bucks. Here we go.
Number one. Gordon Sumner sold his entire songwriting catalog to Universal Music. Gordon Sumner is better known by what stage name?
That's Sting.
Yes. Number two. Two-thirds of Americans will eat chocolate on Valentine's Day. What chocolate company is named after the legend of a woman that rode a horse naked, only covered by her hair in the 13th century?
It's Godiva.
Godiva. Lady Godiva is correct.
Mm-hmm.
Number three, what tennis icon tossed the coin to start the Super Bowl?
Oh, wasn't it Billie Jean King?
Yes. Number four, randomly, The Rock came onto the field to hype the crowd while introducing the teams last night?
Yes.
He wore a monochrome outfit. What color was it?
It was like maroon, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And number five, Hallmark has 531 different Valentine's Day cards this year, but this writer has been called the greatest love poem author of all time with 154 sonnets, including the one that starts with, "Shall I compare thee to a summer's day?" Who is that?
It's Shakespeare.
Yes. I'm sorry, Gwen. He beat you 5-3. That's going to get you an Anna Raven t-shirt.
All righty, cool. It's Gwen, and I can't beat Raven.
Well, thank you for playing, Gwen. Hold on.
Better luck next time. Enjoy that shirt, girl. $1,000 tomorrow, Anna. It's right back up there. That happened quick.
Yeah, you think you have what it takes to beat Raven in pop culture trivia? Remember, you can always sign up to play, too, at annaandraven.com.